Off the ball. Rugby.
It's a more appealing game to watch, for example, New Zealand than Ireland, South Africa, because of the way South Africa, you know, brilliantly tactically set up to win games.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. My name is Phil Egan. On the way, Northern Ireland secure Nations League promotion. Will Andy Robertson save Scotland from the drop? Derry move quickly to appoint a new manager. Robbie Keane once again defends his decision to manage in Israel. And could Chelsea make a move for Kevin Kelleher?
This is Shea Charles. And Price! 1-0 Northern Ireland, and it's a brilliant finish from Isaac Price. Price. Good delivery in, and Bradley has doubled Northern Ireland's lead, and that will calm the nerves of the Northern Irish fans inside this stadium. They look to be heading for promotion. Sinani with the free kick. It's a really good delivery, and Luxembourg have a goal back through Saeed Korac. Good delivery in again, and here's Rodriguez, and it's an equaliser. Luxembourg have turned this game around. It's finished. Luxembourg 2, Northern Ireland 2.
First up today, despite letting a 2-0 lead slip away to Luxembourg, Northern Ireland secure promotion to League B of the Nations League. Isaac Price and Conor Bradley scored for Michael O'Neill's side, who had to settle for a 2-2 draw away from home. But it was enough to finish 2 points ahead of Bulgaria, who drew 1-1 with Belarus and Sofia and are potential opponents for Ireland in March. The average age of the Northern Ireland team last night was just over 22. It was their youngest starting 11 for a full international post-World War II. Romania and Kosovo remain in the mix for potential Ireland opponents as well, following respective wins last night over Cyprus and Lithuania. Romania topped the group, but UEFA are yet to determine the result from last Friday's abandoned game against Kosovo, but it would be expected Kosovo will finish second in the group. Scotland condemned Poland's relegation to League B. Andy Robertson struck 3 minutes into injury time in Warsaw to see Steve Clarke's side beat the Poles 2-1, so Scotland will have a playoff to maintain their League A status in the spring. And Clarke says the two games in March will be good preparation for bigger challenges to come.
The more you play at this level, the better you get. We started with three narrow defeats with good performances. The players didn't lose belief. I didn't lose belief in the players. And they end up taking 7 points for the last three games, which gets us into that playoff. So the more you play at this level, the more you learn how to win the games. And that's what we've proved.
Josko Gvardiol's equaliser for Croatia at home to Portugal means they'll join Portugal in the Nations League quarterfinals. 1-1 was the final score in Split. Spain finished unbeaten at the top of Group A4 thanks to an injury time penalty from Brian Zaragoza. A 3-2 win over Switzerland in Tenerife. The Swiss had already been relegated to League B for the first time. Despite winning just twice in the group, Denmark will join Spain in the last eight. They played out a nil-all draw away to Serbia last night. The story of the night unfolded in Vaduz, where for the first time in their history, San Marino came from behind to win a game. They won 3-1 away to Liechtenstein to steal promotion to League C. Also their first ever competitive away win. And that was the first time San Marino had scored 3 times in a competitive international as well. Wales finish off their group campaign tonight at home to Iceland. Wales remain unbeaten under Craig Bellamy. They have to win and hope that group leaders Turkey slip up away to Montenegro, but it's unlikely, seeing as Montenegro have lost all 5 games in the group so far. Derry City say they were impressed by Tiernan Lynch's vision and energy to take the club forward. The 44-year-old has swapped the remainder of a Conference League group campaign with Larne to start a rebuilding job at the Brandywell. Lynch has spent the last 7.5 years in charge of Larne and guided them to a first ever Northern Irish Premiership title last year, and he repeated the feat in April. Under his stewardship, Larne became the first club representing Northern Ireland to make it into the group phase of a European competition. Despite still having 3 games left in the league phase, Lynch has agreed a 3-year deal with Derry to replace Rory Higgins. Lynch's brother Seamus was his assistant at Larne and will join him at Derry. Their final game in charge is tonight's cup tie away to Institute, which will be played, ironically enough, at the Brandywell. Now we'll stay with the league, and Shamrock Rovers have their eye on goalkeeper Ed McGinty. The 25-year-old played every minute of Sligo's Premier Division season, kept 12 clean sheets, having rejoined the Bitter Red on loan from Oxford. And according to the Irish Independent, Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley's identified McGinty as his preferred option for their number one jersey next season. Sligo remain hopeful that the 25-year-old will return to the showgrounds, but they've already lost captain Niall Moran to Bohemians, while Simon Power has joined St. Pat's. Robbie Keane has once again defended his decision to manage at Maccabi Tel Aviv. The former Ireland striker had drawn widespread criticism for managing in Israel as they mounted an assault on the people of Palestine. Keane stepped down in June after leading Maccabi to the Israeli Premier League title. The 44-year-old told Rio Ferdinand's podcast he stayed in Israel for footballing reasons and out of loyalty to his staff.
Yeah, let's make it clear. Obviously, there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff going on. I resigned at the end of the season from my post in Maccabi Tel Aviv. Yeah, but what people understand when it did happen, obviously we left. But I've got five staff. I've got a lot of foreign players who rely on me as their coach. We're winning the league. We're the first time they've never won it. They haven't won it in 3-4 years. We're in Europe doing very, very well. My analyst guy, for example, he's got a mortgage. He's got a family. He's got kids that he has to feed. So the decision just to step away from something, it's not just my decision. It's everybody else's decision, which was tough. Let's make it clear, what's happening is terrible and nobody wants to see it. And hopefully it ends very, very soon. But at the end of the day, I'm a football manager and my staff have got people to look after. And I've got a duty of care. And my analyst guy, for example, was at Middlesbrough for 12 years. 12 years. And for him to come with me, and then for me just to walk away from that and leave him and his family, you know, because you can't just walk into a job. It's difficult to walk into a job straight away after leaving a post for 12 years. He's just one example. Then I've got other staff. So I've got players calling me, please don't leave, coach. Don't leave what you've done for this club, blah, 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 whatever it may be. So I've made a decision to stay till the end of the season and walk away from a big contract, another year, possibly two more years. And we made that decision as a group and as a staff. But to go and win the league and to win the double, you know, nobody can ever take that away from me.
Chelsea have reportedly shown an interest in Kevin Kelleher. Despite conceding 5 goals at Wembley on Sunday, the Ireland goalkeeper has been in superb form for Liverpool during the absence of Alisson. Kelleher has spoken openly of his desire for sustained first-team football. Well, Liverpool will see Georgi Mamardashvili arrive from Valencia in the summer. The Corkman has been valued at around £35 million by Liverpool, who rejected a deadline day approach from Nottingham Forest, which was well below Liverpool's valuation. With Robert Sanchez failing to impress this season under Enzo Maresca, they could try and force Liverpool's hand with a bid for Kelleher. But it's hard to imagine Liverpool would want to sell to a Premier League rival. And one man who appears unlikely to appear in an Ireland jersey in the near future is Sunderland left-back Dennis Sirkin. The 22-year-old was born in Dublin to parents of Latvian descent, but moved to London when he was 3. Sirkin's won a host of admirers with his performances at Sunderland, with John O'Shea recently sent to watch the fullback. Latvia have already made a formal approach for Sirkin, while he's represented England up to under-20 level. After an injury-plagued season last season, however, Sirkin says he's putting any thoughts of international recognition to one side, and his focus is on getting Sunderland back in the Premier League. They're top of the Championship at the moment on goal difference, and they will play Millwall this Saturday.
Look, nothing can make today all right, but maybe we can take some comfort from the brutal reality that the weak must make way for the strong.
Here is Bellingham, getting in behind, chopping back, Liam Scales brings him down, that's a penalty.
In the blink of an eye, the whole game changes. Yellow card, red card, England have fallen into a position of strength.
We probably lost our heads at this moment, leading into a second goal and a third goal. And from there, you can see we gave up.
Evolution marches on. The side is remorseless.
Leading in towards... Oh, Dennis! Oh, hello! What a debut! Off the bench to score for England. They're 5-0 up and everyone is smiling. Even Roy Keane.
Not everybody knows that is your future son-in-law.
Yeah, it's not done and dusted yet. Things can change very quickly in the Keane house call, let me tell you.
The side is remorseless.
5-0 England.
I hope the side's remorseless swing can bring some comfort to you all. Okay.